garden expert extraordinaire Charlie Nardozzi is here. Charlie, welcome.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, if we're planning our gardens now and we're maybe, I don't know, considering some smaller trees that pollinators and birds could enjoy as well as look beautiful.
Yes, so there's one that we've been growing for years and I love this tree and I think more people should grow it. It's called a carnelian cherry. It's named carnelian because the fruit of it looks like a carnelian gemstone. I didn't really know about until I looked it up. Beautiful red kind of gemstone. It's not really in the cherry family. It's in the dogwood family. It's Cornus mas is the botanical name. It's native to Europe, Ukraine, Turkey, Georgia, that kind of area of the world. In fact, over there, they grow it commercially for the fruit, and they make preserves out of it and juices out of it. They even pickle them like olives. It's a small tree that grows slowly. It only grows up to about 15 feet tall, grows nice and slowly, beautiful shape to it. In the spring, it's one of the first plants in your landscape that's going to start flowering. And this is critical for pollinators who've made it through the winter looking for some food. It has beautiful yellow flowers all throughout the tree and blooms consistently every year. During the summer, it produces those cherry-like fruits on them, which the birds usually get, but you can eat them too. In the fall, it has beautiful purple foliage colors, and then when it drops all its leaves, the bark is exfoliating. So it's got four seasons of interest. The deer don't seem to eat it. And if you really are into the fruit, you can buy varieties now that have bigger and better fruits. Varieties such as Elegant, Red Dawn, and Red Star are really nice fruiting ones. If you want yellow fruit instead of red, Yantarni is a yellow-fruited one, and they have variegated tri-colored leaf versions too. So there's lots of different reasons to have a carnelian cherry in your landscape. If you do get them for the fruit, you do want to have a couple different varieties. They're low maintenance, they're great flowers, great fruit, just a great tree to have.
Yeah, oh, it sounds so pretty. Here's a couple of questions for you, Charlie. The first one's from Kathy in Quebec, and Kathy writes, I started an avocado tree from a pit about 3 years ago. I put it outside in the spring, bring it back in September. Right now, it's so big, its branches are all bending sideways. Would it be okay to prune it? If so, when should I do that?
Well, Kathy, now is the time to prune it in the spring, and you're going to want to prune it back because obviously it's getting too big. It wants to be a tree, and if we're going to grow it indoors in the winter, you're going to have to keep it lower. So now's a good time to cut it back a foot or two to right above where two side buds are, and maybe even cut back some of those side branches. What you're trying to do is bush it out more. This is a seed-grown avocado, so it probably won't produce fruit, but if you're interested in getting fruit, there are varieties that supposedly fruit indoors. One called Day, D-A-Y, from Logie's Greenhouses in Connecticut. It's a dwarf variety and supposedly makes fruit. So if you want to start having avocados in Quebec, this might be the way to go.
This next one's from Jessica, and we'll include the photo in the digital post. It says, Hi, Charlie. I thought you'd get a kick out of my super tall amaryllis. Just curious if you had any idea why it grew so tall. It's the second year I didn't take care of it properly over the summer and fall. I just kind of kept it out in the front window the whole time.
Well, it's very impressive. It's very tall, and it probably just didn't get enough light. That's why they stretch like that when you have amaryllis. Next year, if you have a grow light or something where you can get more supplemental light on it in the middle of winter, that would help it stay a little bit shorter. But there's no harm in having it tall, and it's certainly a conversation piece. And as you know, you can bring them back over a couple years and get that plant to flower for you for 2 or 3 years without a lot of work.
This next person also sent in photos. Alice wrote in with pictures of the cactus that they've had for about 6 years. And Alice writes, sometimes part of the plant starts to turn yellow and shrivel up. Do you know what might be causing this to happen?
Yeah, some of the spots that she showed on her photos look like some kind of rot disease got in there, some fungal disease, which sometimes happens. It doesn't sound like you're overwatering it, so that's not the issue. But maybe there's poor drainage in that pot. Maybe it needs to be repotted into a cactus mix kind of thing where it's very dry and you'll have less likely that happening. Another photo you showed us looks like sunburn, believe it or not, on a cactus. Because we have such cloudy, short days in the winter, when the sun does come out and it's really bright, especially if there's snow on the ground, it's very bright on those stems and those leaves of the cactus, and you can literally get sunburn on them, and that might be causing it too. So in those conditions, you might want to back it away from that window a little bit in the wintertime or when the weather changes quickly like that.
If you have questions for Charlie, send them to us. gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this and all the other All Things Gardening episodes wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.